tried to stay awake that night, but it was hopeless. I was dreaming straight away. I dreamed that the baby was in the blackbird's nest in Mina's garden. The blackbird fed her on flies and spiders, and she got stronger and stronger until she flew out of the tree and over the rooftops and onto the garage roof. Mina sat on the back wall drawing her. When I went closer, Mina whispered, "Stay away! You're danger!" Then the baby was bawling in the room next door and I woke up. I lay listening to Mum cooing and comforting and the baby squeaking and hissing. The birds were singing outside. When the feed was over and I was sure everyone was asleep, I crept out of bed, got my torch, pulled some clothes on and tiptoed past their room. I took a jar of aspirin from the bathroom. I went downstairs, opened the back door and tiptoed into the wilderness. The takeaway trays were down under newspapers and a heap of weeds. They tilted over and lots of the sauce had run out. When I looked inside, the char siu was all gluey and red and cold. I dropped the soggy spring rolls into the same tray and went down towards the garage. "You must be stupid," I told myself. "You must be going round the stupid bend." I looked up at the blackbird on the garage roof and saw how it opened its yellow beak so wide as it sang. I saw the sheens of gold and blue where the early light shone on its back. I switched on the torch, took a deep breath, and stepped inside. The scuttling and scratching started. Something skidded across my foot and I nearly dropped the food. I came to the tea chests and shone the torch behind.
"You again?" he squeaked. "Thought you'd gone away."
"I've brought you something," I said.
He opened his eyes and looked at me.
"Aspirin," I said, "and number 27 and 53, spring rolls and pork char siu." He laughed, but he didn't smile.
"Not as stupid as you look,"